1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
Do you have a garbage disposal when you were a kid, Paul?
Nope.
No, neither did we. So the toilet
and incinerator.
The toilet. Like if there was a bunch of stuff, a bunch of food left on the plate, Mom, would you take me to the
toilet? Dump it right down the crapper.
Flush.
Get out of here!
Oh, no, no.
You ever hear of like a garbage can?
Yeah, but that was for like dry waste.
Whoa.
Oh, you'll crap in it, but put food in there before it runs through you, and it's what? It's wrong?
Good point.
Yeah. Not like big hunks of ham or anything, but, you know.
Chunk of steak.
But, you know, that would go in the garbage, but like.
Oh, man. I don't know. Potatoes. That just doesn't sound right.
Take the plates in the bathroom and to the toilet and clean them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Paul, your parents did that?
Yes, they did occasionally.
It was like,
yep.
It wasn't an every night thing, but if there was like a big bowl of sloppy whatever, they couldn't dump it in the toilet.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. You dumped it, you flushed it.
I never saw that going on anywhere.
No?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Must have been like the, you know, north side thing or whatever.
It's a poor man's garbage disposal.
Got a little gag reflex going here. Use me.
You and I lived in the Battery, a town where we couldn't put food out in the garbage because all the rats and rodents would eat it.
Well, we didn't have my whole life.
You have nothing for the bums.
That's right.
My whole life.
I'll not feed them.
As a boy, we had the, up until I was about 12 or 13 years old,
some poor homeless person staring in the window watching you do that. No.
Dump a bowl of gravy down the toilet.
Suffer, sucker.
Oh, no.
But until I was about 14 or 15, we always had the big metal garbage cans, you know, that if you kicked them, they stayed dented forever.
Yeah.
You know, like Oscar the Grouch lives in.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember having a garbage can lid that fit, you know, that went on. It just was this bent metal piece that sat on the top. It just sat on the top for the most part.
By the time you got them from the hardware store.
Yeah, they didn't fit.
To the house.
Like 5-pound brick so that the cover would stay on.
Yeah, right. You put that up on top.
And then when you go out in the winter to take the brick off, the brick would be frozen.
Frozen to the lid, yeah. So Mom didn't want to take a chance with, you know, that running all over
Putting
the alley.
Food in there, huh?
Yeah. Just something to think about if you don't have a garbage disposal.
I don't know. That's still kind of sickening.
Well, sure it is.
Big bowl of gravy down there.
Ah. Think about what
you're
putting in
there. Hey, enjoy your breakfast, everyone.
Yeah, well, think about what else goes in there.
Yeah,
gravy
know,
is pretty mild. Bowl of
you
gravy
know,
is about nothing.
God invented a great system for that because it's all in the opposite direction of the way you're facing. It's kind of like a sealed system.
God and crapper.
It's kind of like a closed, sealed kind of purging kind of system.
Laser, right, good morning. Who's this?
Morning, this is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. Great topic. Love the show.
Terrific, Bill.
Brian's not going to like this, but we currently dump our food in the toilet, too.
Ooh.
See? Hey. So it's not. It's
good
not.
Man.
Yeah.
It can be, it can work the gag reflex, though, he's right.
When you see it splash into the water.
Well, yeah, and usually the stuff you do it with is like the more liquidy stuff you don't want to throw in the garbage.
Gravy. Gravy is the first thing I think of.
Yeah, gravy and.
Jeez, I don't want to talk about this.
Well, it's not like you're washing the dishes in there.
Well, and you're in the right place if you do happen to work up a,
yeah,
a gag.
Gag reflex.
Just lean in there with that evening's dinner.
Well, it's because of you people.
You people. Now we're you people.
Yeah.
Now he's better than... Yeah, we're the toilet bowl people. Brian's better than us now. You people.
It's because of you people and people like you.
Have a crappy day.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye. See? I'm surprised you never heard of this practice. It's not like you came from a lot better family than I did.
No, but now we know it was. Marginal though it may have been, now we know.
That's the difference.
It's equal, and then we got to this point. Oh, the Nelsons didn't flush food down the toilet.
Higher echelon.
We had a dog.
Yeah, so did we.
We had a dog. We fed the dog that stuff. Just about as far back as I can remember, we had a dog. We actually lived in the city of Racine until I was 5. But I don't know how we got rid of our waste up to that point. I just think we had an incinerator.
Ate everything. put it in bowls, and next meal, there it was again.
Sure. Yeah.
We never had a garbage disposal. We thought that was for the elite. We thought rich people had garbage disposal.
Apparently, you were rich enough to flush food down the toilet. We had to save what we didn't need.
We didn't have a garbage disposal.
You didn't spend all your money on new food every day. Have some leftovers once in a while.
Meanwhile, me and my brothers and sisters would go stand around the toilet and go,
what's coming back up?
Guess we shouldn't have flushed that, huh?